This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. A deadly twister has hit the Texas Panhandle, part of a wider system along Tornado Alley. The fire chief of Perryton, Texas, confirms at least three people have died there, and Sheldon Bashirs of CBS affiliate KFDA is on scene.
The thing we're seeing around town now is just complete and catastrophic devastation. We're on Main Street here in Perryton. What we're seeing here, this is just one of the local businesses. The roof, the walls, every part of it is just completely collapsed, and the unfortunate thing is it's not the only place. There's streets blocked off here along Main Street and in several parts of town where we've seen mobile homes destroyed. We've seen two-story brick buildings completely and utterly demolished.
A late look at the weather map shows storms from North Texas through Oklahoma right into Kansas. Overseas, nearly 20,000 people have fled from an erupting volcano in the Philippines. They're now sheltering in schools. Well, it is one of the more serious cyber attacks of late, affecting some federal government agencies, the Energy Department among them, and some major universities. Some of what we know from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
There's no confirmation about which group or country is behind the attack. Still, officials say the hackers are part of the cyber criminal gang KLOP, believed to operate from inside Russia.
They've started releasing some of the data that was stolen as part of their work to extort these companies.
The cyber criminals are exploiting a software program called MOVEit, which companies and government agencies use to transfer data, including personal information.
In Seattle, a suspect is now in police custody for allegedly shooting into a car while it was stopped at an intersection. KIRO Radio's Heather Bosch reports.
As gunshots rang out, Sung-Yong Kwan tightly held his wife, Ina, who was 8 months pregnant. A friend says Sung thought he had blocked the bullets piercing through their car windows. Realizing Ina had been shot, he tore his own clothing, using it to try and stem the bleeding.
Two Americans have been found dead in a hotel room in Mexico. That story from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Carbon monoxide is the suspected cause of death of the two at a luxury resort on Mexico's Baja California. Local officials have identified the two as 28-year-old Abby Lutz of Newport Beach, California, and 41-year-old John Heathcoe. Her family said she and John thought they had food poisoning and went to the hospital to get treatment.
The U.S. and Iran are now reported in wide-ranging talks to cool tensions, reportedly including Iran's nuclear program. That from the Reuters news agency quoting Iranian and Western officials. An Iranian official saying, call it whatever you want, whether a temporary deal, an interim deal, or a mutual understanding, both sides want to prevent further escalation. A State Department official does confirm diplomatic engagements with Iran. Average gas price, $3.59 a gallon. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this the Flag Day, Hump Day, Donald Trump birthday edition.
Why Donald Trump birthday edition? Screw that guy, man. What about the Dominic birthday edition?
Oh, is it your birthday also? Happy birthday, buddy.
Hi, Crudy. Happy birthday to me. Good to see you, man. Evan on the board working hard. Thank you for your work, Evan. Of course, our fair audience. Thank you for joining us.
You know, I've got to throw a couple of thank yous. I also recently, we're both Geminis. I also recently celebrated a birthday. And not only did I get many, many birthday wishes, and thank you, but I got a few gifts selected. One, my very nice neighbors, Ken and Claudia. Cherry pie, baby, my favorite. The crust on this cherry pie was homemade, entirely homemade, brought to me warm out of the oven.
Oh, my.
Claudia said, you know, it's best if you wait a day. I said, a day? It's not going to happen. So... wonderful.
A la mode, a little ice cream with that, Crudy. I mean, especially when it's warm. I mean, how do you roll, man?
I would certainly have a la mode'd if I had any ice cream at the house, but, you know, I got teenagers, man. They clean me out of ice cream.
All right.
I couldn't go to the store and come back. I had to eat some pie now. I like it now. So thank you for the pie. The only other gift I got, not true. I got a couple of Badger hats. But the only other
wait, a couple. Those look, is that a new one, man? I can't. It looks, there's no string hanging off. It's not like dirty.
No, it's pretty dirty. Same dirty Badger hat I was wearing yesterday. And
okay.
Perhaps the last several times you've seen me. I have several Badger hats, but I wear them till they get dirty. Then my wife throws them in the wash, and then they get sort of that beat up look. A couple of washings. You only get like 3-4 good washings. So I get maybe a good year out of a hat, and then it's diminished in its hatty coolness. So I got a couple.
And you've been around 53 years, man.
I got a lot of hats in the closet. Well, you know, I occasionally change with the seasons. We're in Brewer season right now. But,
right.
You know, the fact that they're on a 6-game losing streak leads me to leave the Brewer hat at home this week.
But we have tickets to give away.
Oh, that's right. We do. We're giving away tickets to... this Friday night's Brewers game. It's the road trip that's killing them, folks. They'll come back. They'll win some games. You'll be there if you give us a cool call. You know, look at this, Tom. It's your birthday, and we're giving away the gifts.
See?
So keep in mind, today we'll be giving away two pair of Friday night Milwaukee Brewers tickets, American Family Field, courtesy of our flagship station, WISS 1100 AM, and also 98.3 FM. Here's the other note. Oak Ridge boys are in town in Las Vegas this weekend, Friday. My understanding is there might be an appearance from an Oak Ridge boy on the Civic Media Network.
Oh, really?
And if you listen to the right programs, and I'll get back to you if this is one of them, there might also be some Oak Ridge boys tickets coming for Friday. But not today. Today we're giving away Brewers tickets. So, you know, be a fan. At 844-967-2789. We mostly look for, you know, hot takes. Something funny. We like clever. And most of my birthday gifts, other than the hats, they came in, you know, extra ginormous headed. The other gift I normally get comes in either 1 liter or 1.75. And, you know, I walked out of the office with a couple of bags, and I appreciate the generosity of my colleagues. But do I have that bad a reputation on the street?
Yes.
All I get is booze.
You're easy to buy for, Crudy. Give that man a 1.75, a Captain Morgan, maybe a 2 liter bottle of Diet Coke, and a little bit of ice, but that's really not even necessary.
And one cherry pie for good measure. And I've
breakfast
eaten
champions, baby.
Like 2.5 pieces of the cherry pie. And I was actually doing pretty good. I was slimming down a little, but between the excess booze and the cherry pie, it's been bad for the girlish figure this week. I've put a few pounds back on. A little swole. It's not because I...
A little swollen. Yeah, I feel a little puffy.
Skip leg day, bro. I skipped. Anyways, people, obviously, listening, we appreciate that at 844-967-2789. Can I tell one other story before we get into the sad tale of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson had to walk back to crazy today?
Oh, one that's got to hurt.
Walk back to crazy. But before I tell you about it, Dom, you know, chimes in. I got one more story to tell. I had a dining companion last night. My friend, Roxanne Charles, she's an executive here at Civic Media. And, you know, I'm very excited to get to selling these sports packages, especially on WRJN. And, of course, we got the Brewers flagship giving away a couple of free tickets today. Did I mention WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM? Well, I'm sort of a homer. I like my sports teams, especially when they're winning. And we're going to have a lot of great promotions this year and a lot of great partnerships. And we're talking about it, and I'm sitting there with Roxanne, and we're sitting at the bar at the place I like to go to, the Italian joint on the west side. They don't pay me to say their name, so they'd have
so
to pay
I'm not.
So I'm not going to say their name. I paid for dinner last night, but it was something of a working dinner, so technically the company paid. And I noticed there was a couple that sat at the bar next to us, and they were an older couple, and they were enjoying the Brewers game. At that point, the Brewers were ahead 3-2. And they left a little earlier than us, but I'm sitting there and I go to Google. I just want to see. I thought I recognized the woman. I'm like, she looks very familiar. So I want to see a picture of who I thought it was. So I Googled and I found it. And I'm nudging Roxanne. I'm like, she's like, should I say something? I'm like, no, let him finish. They had more like appetizers and cocktails at the bar. And so asked if there was a senior discount available.
and was there?
I'm not clear. I didn't actually see their bill, nor did I see the credit card, because I was actually very curious. I wanted to meet these people. Is this who I think it is? And it was them. You know, I have a knack of spotting political sorts out there in the public, you know, and they so often sit next to me. It's the friendly face, the badger hat, whatever it is. So
it's not you're always at the bar and they go to the bar and there you are.
And there I am. I don't know how I get this bad reputation as a booze nose. But anyways, as they're finishing their meal before the Brewer game's over, because ultimately the Brewers lost that game.
Oh, that was a tough loss.
And I sort of blame my dining neighbor. But as she stood and her husband preceded her, and she stood, I said, oh, by the way, are you Patience Rogensack? And she said, some people call me Pat. And, you know, in deference to the Supreme Court referendum that changed how we pick the Chief Justice, because technically she's the Chief, right? But I've never really acknowledged her as the Chief. You voted to change the way we pick the Chief Justice. It went from seniority, which was Shirley Abrahamson, to some sort of partisan makeup. They sort of elbow out the minority, and they get to pick the Chief. And by that metric, she is the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But I said, until August 1st, but I said, well, some call you Justice Rogensack. And she, and I said, I'm Mike Crute. I think the abbreviated first name, I'm Mike Crute. Some people call me Crutey. And she was, you know, almost like my grandma. She was like patting me on the shoulder the whole time she's talking to me over and over again, but sort of with a forcefulness, like, you stay in your chair. Don't get up. Oh, no, don't get up. Don't get up. And she said, finally, oh, I know who you are. And I got to tell you, Dom, the fact that I've somehow gotten into the brain, I'm living rent-free in conservative Chief Justice by constitutional referendum that I was completely against, Patience Rogensack. The fact that I live rent-free in her brain, Dom, kind of made me feel good. Kind of was ego gratifying. And then her husband walked over and he's like, everything okay here, dear? Because she's probably yeah. slapped me on the back like 32 times. You stay there. But very cordial, I might add. Patience. Pat, as some call her.
As all her friends call her, Pat.
I called her Justice Rogensack. And then she said, oh, we're just talking a little politics here. You know,
to her husband.
That's what she said that she and I were doing. And I said, we were comparing our reputations. And I said, in this case, I think hers is probably better than mine.
Better? Wait. Rogensack, right? Didn't she sign off on this attempt to throw out all the votes here in the state of Wisconsin? Wasn't she one of the conservatives who voted? Right? That one? You think she's got a better rep than you, the one that wanted to overturn the will of the people, the one that wanted to undo the election? That Pat Patience Rogensack? Just want to be clear, we're talking about the same person.
Well, I didn't want to go all Derek Van Orden salty on her right there at the, you know, Italian joint on the west side of Madison. I'm not clear if she even got her senior discount. I'm wondering, is that on the victuals or on the martini?
You know, martini costs more.
I found her to be quite pleasant for, you know, sort of a semi-fascist.
Judging by their actions, Crudy.
I'm a little sore on this left shoulder where she kept pounding me, though.
My arm, it's broken. You better call an attorney, man.
Happy birthday to my friend Dominic. Happy days to my neighbors, Ken and Claudia. They brought me some of the best cherry pie. Damn, that was good. I still think there's two pieces at the house, but I got teenagers there right now. I doubt there's any. Come back with us. Maybe some Brewer tickets for you. Got to have a funny take. And we'll get to the headlines of the day. Rojo's got to walk back the conspiratorial crazy. I know it's got to sting a little, Ron.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 49. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 73. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Lows dip down to about 52. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. The man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I saw your lovely Steffi posted a happy birthday little ditty to you on the Facebooks. And you were wearing the sailor's cap and you had like a pelican on the motor behind you, but your hat was a little askew.
It was totally askew.
And he reminded me so much of Ted Baxter and Caddyshack. And, you know, I tried to lighten our load today. I invited a few friends on, and they declined. At least they responded.
They all said no.
They all said no, but here's why. Joe Sopecki, today Captain Joe Sopecki, he's out yacht rocking himself on the lake with the in-laws. He sent me a picture. He's on a boat. Nice. Joe's on a boat. And Scott Ross, who I just recently saw at the DPW, he crossed the pond. He's in Europe somehow. So anyways, just you and the audience at 844-967-2789. Suzanne from Oak Creek, welcome. I understand you might want some Brewer tickets. You got to be funny or clever or something.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I would love those tickets. It's my birthday weekend, so it would be great.
Oh, you're also a Gemini.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, it's a superpower. We have a good side and a bad side, and that's just the way the stars made us, Suzanne, so we always have an excuse.
You're right. But I didn't realize today was the birthday of our ex-president. That kind of soured this week.
Soured's week.
Oh, no. Soured? Oh, no, Suzanne, let us tell you. It was Crudy's birthday.
It was my birthday. It was the beautiful Steffi Salvia's birthday. It was Dom's birthday. It was Roxanne Charles' birthday. We know so many Geminis. All the cool people like you hang out together because we're all Geminis. And then somehow Trump appropriated a day in June to be born on.
Yeah. So you're going to be at the Brewer game with us?
I will not. No, I'm going to be up at the Love Shack.
The Love Shack. That sounds like more fun.
Well,
at least for a few minutes.
Suzanne, I tell you what.
The Love Shack.
You hang tight, and my pal, Ebon, will make sure you get a pair of Brewers tickets to celebrate your Gemini birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Suzanne. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Geminis are the best people. Then fans of the Devil's Advocates.
I mean,
you can be one of those. We still got some Brewers tickets, too. Courtesy of our flagship, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Also would like to acknowledge WRCE Radio from the Center. Play out there as well in southwestern Wisconsin. If you don't make it out to Richland County, you should. It's worth the drive just to hear our radio station. they're listening to us right now, Dom, by the virtual thousands, maybe millions.
Millions. I mean, it's not hard Richland County. I assume billions.
Well, there's only so many people in the county. It's a county of about 20,000. So I would say the majority of them are tuned in right now.
Well, and with the internet, man, worldwide, baby.
844-967-2789. We'll screen the calls and then we'll get to them. But Dom, let's get to Rojo. What do you do now, man? He's walking back
which,
crazy.
Which one? There's all sorts of things, articles about Rojo in the last couple of days. And we had our attention in Miami, right, for the arraignment of the former president. And we almost didn't get to see the jackassery of the senior senator from the great state of Wisconsin. We got lots on this. Let's get to it from the new civil rights movement, taken with a grain of salt. GOP conspiracy theorist douses Republicans' Biden bribery claims. What? Say oh, don't it ain't you know, so, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Don't you know the whole story about the big guy getting the money? And that's what CJ's been talking about for weeks, dude. Are you kidding me? Maybe years. Let's get to it.
So Rojo, who's spent years promoting countless conspiracy theories on topics ranging from COVID-19 to climate change, apparently isn't sold on House Republicans' claim that when President Joe Biden was a vice president, he took a $5 million bribe and there are taxes to prove it. Wow, really? Now this is where Rojo's going to like change his mind. Not the COVID-19, the climate change, or the stealing, quote-unquote, of the Trump election loss, but this is the one. How bad has it got to be when they finally turn their back on any conspiracy? I continue from the reporting. The claims, apparently based on a single FBI document used to record unverified statements made by third parties, you know, crude, you just have to infer the guilt, I think is what he said at one point, have been gobbled up.
I'm inferring some guilt right now, Dom.
Have been gobbled up and spewed across far-right media and social media by some of the most extreme Republicans in the House of Representatives and even a few GOP senators. How far out there is Senator Johnson? Here's a quote. All told, when it comes to spewing dangerous drivel, Mr. Johnson has displayed a commitment and creativity rarely seen outside of QAnon gatherings or Trump family dinners, New York Times' Michelle Cottle wrote in an opinion piece last year. So it's stunning that Senator Johnson is now apparently walking back the unsubstantiated claims exploding on the right that President Biden took a $5 million bribe when he was President Barack Obama's vice president.
Ron, you never take back the crazy.
The latest twist of quote-unquote evidence, according to Republicans, is that there are now tapes allegedly proving the Biden bribe conspiracy theory. But in a Tuesday interview with a local Wisconsin right-wing talk radio show host, Johnson, whose outrageously wild claims in the past have crowned him the Senate's leading conspiracy theorist, a bagman for QAnon and Putin's favorite senator, said the allegations he and other Republicans have been spreading now must be taken with a grain of salt.
Rojo, walking back to crazy. Just for a minute. But welcome to reality, Ron. More Devil's Advocates. Keep listening.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. At least three people are confirmed dead in the aftermath of a tornado in the Texas Panhandle from Perryton, Texas. Sheldon Bashirs of CBS affiliate KFDA.
The thing we've seen, I mean, down power lines, you know, plumbing has probably been affected. Of course, power is out for the entire city. Cell phone coverage is very spotty. So if you are trying to reach out to people in Perryton, probably going to be something that's going to take a little while to get everyone back online, but we do know lots of people are really doing their best to come out here and help these folks.
Advice now on closing cyber barn doors from Ann Neuberger, Deputy White House National Security Advisor, as the U.S. and other nations deal with a major cyber attack.
The White House has been coordinating the U.S. government agencies involved to ensure that we can rapidly get out information for companies to figure out if they've been compromised. and information for mitigations, best practices, and how to lock down your systems.
Diplomatic efforts reported underway aimed at easing tense U.S. relations with both Iran and China. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're Did going you know to be that? The lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Kripes cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. It's a rare day, Dom, not just because it's your birthday, not just because it's Flag Day, not just because the former president got arraigned yesterday on like 37 charges, but the rarest of the rare, because, you know, he has been arraigned prior, the former, that is. But I don't recall Ron Johnson ever having to relent and tell the truth about Joe Biden before. Changing his tune, doing a flip-flop, getting smacked in the head by reality, Dom. I've never seen it from our U.S. Senator. He's at the top of the Raw story today. One of my favorite sources. And here is what U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said. I'm going to steal this quote from you, Dom. We don't even know if the tapes exist, Johnson said. It's a claim. It's an allegation. We don't know whether they really exist or not. These tapes are supposed to contain all the evidence of the wrongdoing. Well, under the Trump Justice Department, under Bill Barr, they'd already been discounted. These charges had already been looked up and investigated. and discounted as not being factual or true, Dom. And now Rojo doesn't even know if they got the tapes. They lost the whistleblower prior. What's happening? What? It's almost like they're conspiracy theories. They're house of cards built on sand. It's almost like it's coming apart, Dom. Like it's,
I mean, you know, the
not founded on any evidence of any sort.
Well, right. I mean, the analogy, you know, is apt, but you know, let's call it what it is. It's a bunch of BS they've been shoveling this whole time. And if you are a U.S. senator, you're a U.S. senator, you have presumably some sort of power, right? And you fall victim, number one, to these kinds of, call them conspiracy theories or allegations, whatever you want to call it, right? What does it say about your judgment? You know, the same guy who said, well, you know, those people in the Capitol that were, they were just staying inside the velvet ropes. I mean, hell, you saw them walking around. I mean, Tucker Carlson had it on, right? I mean, everything was fine until it wasn't Ron Johnson. So I don't expect anything less from guys like Ron Johnson.
Maybe he's been listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We used to count him amongst our many show friends. Used to.
A little bit
more from the Raw story. They aggregated many stories for this one, Dom. Newsweek on Tuesday notes that the Washington Post reported last week that the allegations contained in the old FD-103 document, you know, the FBI document the Republicans had sought, the Republican lawmakers, was reviewed by the FBI under former Attorney General William Barr. This one, it's hard to say with a straight face because it completely refutes all the allegations they made. But the FD-103 was reviewed under former Attorney General William Barr only for the agency to conclude the allegations were found not to be supported by facts. There was no there. The investigation was later dropped, a fact confirmed by several outlets. And here's how Raw Story wraps it up. Stunningly, it's not only Senator Rojo Johnson, but Chairman Comer, you know, the House guy, the representative, himself on Tuesday under pressure from, of all people, a Newsmax host, pressuring him to either say the tapes are legitimate or say when we will be able to confirm their legitimacy, confessed on live TV. We don't know if they're legit or not. Lordy, they don't even have their tape, Dom. The whole basis of all their conjecture and their inferred guilt was a
it
tape
doesn't matter. It
that
doesn't
may or
matter.
May not all exist and has been refuted by the FBI prior.
If you can find a thing to pull it out and try to, you know, beat your political opponents over the head with it, whether or not it's true. And now the fact they even have to, you know, come at this point and decided somehow, some way that now's the time to slowly maybe back off of this.
But
it doesn't matter whether or not it's true. They've already got the mileage out of it. CJ's been hearing this for months.
Yeah, but this is effectively, if you believe both Comer and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, this is effectively a complete exoneration of Joe Biden. All the allegations, they're all malarkey, let's just say. So all the crap they've been throwing at the wall, it's all been disproven. And it's what, the day after their guy got arraigned on 37 federal counts, right? And they come out there to deflect and diffuse that with, oh, we got to walk back our crazy conspiracy theory a little bit because, you know, the FBI already investigated. There's no there. And we may not even have a tape. Lordy, that comes off as pretty dumb, doesn't it, Dom?
Take it with a grain of salt. I take everything these Republicans and the megas definitely say with a grain of salt. Again, you either have terrible judgment or you're part of some sort of, you know, fraud upon the American people to accuse your political rivals. You know, the same thing that they say right now, right? All these Republicans want to defund the FBI, the DOJ, the special counsel. You know, the law and order party, right? That's all their attention right now on Joe Biden. This is Joe Biden's abuse of judicial power. Well, of course it's not. It was a bunch of Donald Trump's neighbors in Florida who looked at the evidence, perhaps even listened to an actual tape of Donald Trump himself admitting that his actions are illegal. Oh, I know I didn't. This is a secret. You shouldn't see this, but here it is anyway. Okay. So the Republicans are playing this game, trying to somehow, some way, elevate anything they possibly can from Joe Biden or any of the Dems up to the level of the BS that Donald Trump has inflicted upon this country. And it's just not there. And good luck with it. I mean, I understand your efforts, but you understand your guy, Donald Trump, when you got him in there, he behaved exactly as I expected him to. I know a lot of those folks, oh, hopefully the weight of the office will ground him and he'll become way more presidential. Remember, Crudy, remember that one of the weirdest experiences I ever had with Donald Trump was listening to this rambling speech about the snake. Remember the snake speech? And like some animal gives a snake a ride across the river or something, and one time the snake bites him and kills the animal. Well, and Trump was like, well, as he's telling the story, of course, Trump is the snake. This is what I am. That's what I do. That's why I bit you. I'm saving you the terrible monotony of Donald Trump's speech. But that's essentially what it is. He's admitted it the whole time. So you're not going to be able to find the level of criminality in any other politician from any other party that's going to rival or even rise to 1/10 or 1/100th of what Donald Trump has done.
Are you sure he's the snake? And that was actually from April 29th, 2017.
That was weird.
He did the snake poem.
It was so weird.
He did it multiple times, apparently, because I see multiple listings of him doing so. He's proud to be the snake.
He told you. He told you who he was.
844-967-2789. We're proud to be the devil's advocates. We're considering giving you a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets, courtesy of our flagship WISS 1100 AM, and of course WRCE in southwestern Wisconsin. That's Richland County. Data from La Crosse up in God's country, listening on the Eagle 1490, I suspect. How you doing, Data?
Hey, Dana.
Coming in loud and clear. Good afternoon, Devils.
Right on.
Hey, Rojo is softening his stance because he knows the proverbial guano has hit the fan as far as Trump is concerned. There ain't no stopping those wheels now. And, he's just backing off on all his talk about the FBI because he might realize he's in them crosshairs. You know, he's just playing the old, oh, come on, guys, Dems just jokes, you know? Give me some slack. I'm a comedian. So I don't know about Rojo, but I think he's got some things to look forward to.
You know, Dana,
what do you guys think? I'll take your answer. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you'll get to look forward to Rojo coming to your hometown on Friday. I'm sure you'll be at the Republican Party convention.
Right.
At the La Crosse Center down
I might swing by.
Well, I'd give him a, hey, Rojo, love that you walked back the crazy conspiracy theories on the big guy.
See, what do you think about the tape of Donald Trump flashing around top secret information to whoever happens to be in the room?
And one of the prior times that me and Dom were in La Crosse, the Joe Biden motorcade literally pulled up on Pearl Street. We were around the corner at Shooters, you know, a bar in the afternoon because it's La Crosse.
I remember I came and saw you that day.
Joe Biden came rolling up to the ice cream place right on J Street or Pearl Street there, right on like 3rd and Pearl, just kind of down the street, and got one scoop of strawberry, one scoop of like chocolate something, like cookies and cream. And Governor Evers was there, and Jen Psaki Bomb. She's a tiny little human like Dom size. She was there. You know who was hanging out with me? John Larson. Me and John Larson greeted President Joe Biden in La Crosse.
Right.
And Dana, Ron Johnson's going to party right across the street at the La Crosse Center, right across from the ice cream shop where Joe fed a army of press that day.
I don't know. Is it really a party with those guys?
Based on my experience, not really, Dana. The Cleveland RNC was the party was over when we left the room.
Let's just say they locally called it a Cleveland steamer, Dana.
I've heard the stories. You guys have a great night.
Thanks,
you're doing great. I'm real proud of you.
All right, Dana. Thanks,
bye.
Man.
Bye.
Appreciate
844-967-2789. Someone wanted tickets and they didn't have the patience to work their way through some Rojo stories. Well, you know, you're lost, but if you want tickets, we still got a pair available this Friday night. Milwaukee Brewers coming back to town to get on a winning streak. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, just calling to talk some politics, I suspect. How you doing, Mark?
What's happening, Mark?
Doing okay. A brief aside, your conversation about the pie you got drifted my mind back to my college days, seeing the album cover for Mom's Apple Pie, which was rather controversial at the time and would be definitely controversial today.
You remember the movie American Pie? What's sex like? It's like warm apple pie.
Yeah, I remember that. But that album cover apparently was banned, and they kind of made a point of the censorship they added to it, but on a censored version of the album cover. But I think.
Herb? Who was it? Herb Alpert's Whipped Cream. Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that one as well. It's something pleasant to think about when the unpleasant things that we see in the political discourse these days, where Donald Trump was, I wonder how many lies he told in his little speech up at Bedminster. And
so many. We got some sound. We're going to throw some of that out in the next hour. Mark, make sure you stick around.
He told you he was a snake, Mark. Are you surprised he bit you?
No, I am not. He's the kind of snake that you, he's worse than a snake. And the people that trust Donald Trump are, I don't understand them.
Well, I got to agree with you on that point. I mean, at this late hour, if you're still rooting for the guy, you don't like cherry pie or America.
That's right.
844-967-2789. If you tickle our fancy or bring us cherry pie, we might have some Brewers tickets for you. Dom, Robin Voss, we're going to turn towards the Assembly Speaker next, right?
We do have some Robin Voss updates as well. And there's more Rojo out there. I believe we have a little bit of sound of Rojo on Fox Business, perhaps?
Maria Bartiromo.
Yeah, so we're going to wrap that up. And, of course, we're going to talk to you as well. It's my birthday. Call up. Wish me a happy birthday. Get some Brewers tickets. 844-967-2789. Come be a part of the political party.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 49. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 73. Lows dip down to about 52. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup at 1215, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you miss any of this fine program, you know, some call it the greatest radio show ever, go to civicmedia.us, click on the programs tab, and check out the podcast.
Dominic, we promised we'd give away some Milwaukee Brewers tickets this Friday, American Family Field. Brewers are going to go on a winning streak, and you're going to be there in the PNC Club seats. These are damn good seats. You better want these a bunch. You better be clever. You better call us right now, 844-967-2789. Paul from Monona, how are you going to merit some Brewers tickets today, man? What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, well, first of all, happy birthday. My dad was a Gemini. And I kind of think that it would be interesting if the former president, the orange one, told Ron Johnson that those were cases of oranges and grapefruit that he was just trying to eat healthier and take care of himself for the upcoming election.
But he was keeping them in the fancy bathroom with the chandelier?
Yeah, you know, got to take care of, you know, I think that's fine, you know, just watch where you aim.
Paul. I'm not clear that entirely merits tickets, but we're going to give them to you out of mercy rule. stick around. Our pal Ebone will get your information, and you can get some Milwaukee Brewers tickets courtesy of our flagship 1100 AM WISS Oshkosh. Oshkosh Air Support 98.3. We're going to run up there for EAA. We got to set our summer schedule down. It's going to start filling up. We got a caller in from the Racine Kenosha area, perhaps listening on 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or 98.1 FM. Dom, you'll learn them all or not. Or not. Don from Racine. Welcome, Don. What do you got for us?
Hello, Don.
Welcome. Actually, I'm on 540. But listen, what I feel the worst about, first off, I'm in my 70s. And what I don't like is that a lot of people in my generation are supporting this guy. It breaks my heart.
You mean Donald Trump?
I mean Donald Trump. You're exactly right. I just can't understand why people that are a little older cannot see the light. I'm confused.
Now, Don, would you have ever considered yourself to be a conservative, or have you always been, you know, more liberal Democrat? How do you perceive yourself?
I perceive myself as a liberal Democrat. I was in a union for 35 years. People complain about the union, but it's the best 35 years of my life.
Well, go ahead, Don, but I know a lot of your union friends actually became Donald Trump supporters, and I'm not saying maybe in your local, but a lot of working class stiffs are Trump guys. Union guys are Trump guys. That's a little shocking to me, Don.
That's what I'm telling you. I don't get it. I mean, you know, the people complain about the union. I've been retired for 16 years, and that would have never happened if I wasn't in a union shop.
Yeah, if you worked in radio, man, you'd work till the day you died because you wouldn't be able to afford to retire. Don.
Come on now. Come on now.
it's a labor of love, Don.
That's great.
Don, do you think it is Donald Trump? Is he what has changed? Because I want to blame a lot of things on Donald Trump, but I think, quite frankly, Scott Walker really created the divisiveness here in the state of Wisconsin. It was Scott Walker that started pitting our neighbors against each other. And I felt like that Donald Trump, if anything, kind of stole the populist message of Bernie Sanders. Bernie was talking about the rigged election and the 99% and how somehow this billionaire, supposed billionaire, is supposed to be the vessel. Only he can fix the rigged economy. I never quite understood it either, Don, but obviously it was an appealing message to many that heard it.
No, you know what? There's two messages why Donald Trump got elected. If Donald Trump hadn't run against Hillary Clinton, he would not have won. For some reason, and I don't know if it is because people can't, a lot of men cannot accept the fact that a woman might be the president. And you know, you say this whole thing started with Scott Walker. You know, I'm going to tell you, I think it started with Obama, because the problem is a lot of white people couldn't accept the handle that a black man was in charge. I still believe that's what happened.
I think there might be some wisdom in your words, Don. My understanding, a lot of what motivated Donald Trump, because he had threatened to run for president for like 20 years, but a lot of what may have motivated his actual run in 2016 was Obama's appearance at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And Obama personally, you know, made fun of, publicly embarrassed Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, and I've read a couple of his biographies that he actually participated in. And I mean, all the way back to the 1970s, there have been accusations against the man for effectively being a racist, having racist policies through his father's rental company. They were in federal litigation for like 20 years. They consented and then never bothered to honor the consent decree. But he has a long history of demonstrated, let's just call them, racist behaviors. And his treatment of the Central Park Five, these men that were eventually exonerated, spending his own resources to what? Seek the death penalty for innocent men in New York City? Maybe it wasn't the death penalty, but it was certainly life incarceration. And he's never taken it back, Don. So I wonder if there's that element of somehow being a white working stiff is just not what it used to be, Don. And the fact that
I think you're right. I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just, I guess we're agreeing with each other, Don, because I think the world is changing. And I think working by the sweat of your brow, being the type of person that, you know, showers at the end of a long day of work, and I appreciate you listening in Racine, Don. And, you know, the great news is you can hear WAUK down there, but you can also hear 1400 WRJN and 99.9. And Don, I'm telling you, man, when Packer season rolls around, you can look and listen to our Packers, our Badgers, our Bucks, our Brewers in 2024 on that station. But I think the working stiffs, if you can't provide for your family, if you can no longer make the bills meet, Trump says you should resent the other. And the other is sometimes the brown man, sometimes it's the black man.
The other is whoever Donald Trump declares to be the other. And I don't begrudge
anybody. Just because you're part of the crooked media, you're the other
Republican in the 16. But if you don't see what he has done since then, if you don't have your eyes wide open, then you're part of the problem, man. This it is time to reevaluate. Listen to all of your other Republican leaders, like, you know, Mitt Romney, for example, the guy who ran for president.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates, the happier happy hour. I see you, San Diego. Ron, it's been a while. We're doing Yacht Rock around here today, Ron. You'll be very happy.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is